we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to the first in a brand new series of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Today you join us in the splendid Hackney Empire, a theatre steeped in local history. As a matter of fact, the name Hackney derives from a 14th century French word meaning a workhorse, as in the expression Hackney carriage. Interestingly, it has no connection with Hackney, the London borough, which explains why you can never get a taxi here. Incidentally, the management have asked me to draw our audience's attention to the several rough-looking spiv types previously seen loitering outside the theatre trying to flog tickets for the show at extortionate prices. They are on my left, Barry Cryer... Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Tony Hawkes. And finally, a warm welcome, please, for the lady who keeps the points tally, the delightful Samantha. Yes, when the teams are after good scores, they can certainly rely on Samantha to get them down. We're going to start with a new game called National Anthems. It's come to my notice that the national songs of many countries were composed in a bygone age and might well benefit from an update. And with this in mind, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of songs that might well serve as replacements for the national anthems of these countries. And Graham, will you start, please?
Oh, right. A song by Randy Newman, I think, would make a very good anthem for the French. Let's drop the big one now.
Tony.
Well, I thought of one for Indonesia, which is Ik Jakarta and I'll Cry If I Want To.
Barry?
Chili, chili, bang, bang.
An old monkey's number. Now I'm a Bolivian.
Let's open it up. Any more from anybody?
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim, Peru.
For Wales, you could have Take That Leak Off Your Face.
I did it Norway. I did Baubles, Bangler and Desh. I thought it was quite funny.
And for the Swedes, almost anything by the Wurzels. But... Sudan, you're rocking the boat.
The fog on the Dead Sea's all mine, all mine. By Gaza.
Anything by Dave D. Dozy Mozambique. Make him titch.
Right, any more?
Singing in Bahrain.
Happy Turkey, Turkey. Happy Turk.
By Paul Ankara.
Well, I think we can squeeze in one more round. And,
yes, we have no Botswanas.
Our next round is entitled One Song to the Tune of Another, but don't worry, it isn't quite as complicated as it sounds. In it, each player is provided with a music sheet or tune with words, which in combination are referred to as a song. However, you can discard the tune part, teams, though be sure to retain the words as you'll need them later. Meanwhile, a second musical piece with both tune and words has been prepared. But this has been modified in a subtly different way. This one has the words removed, but retains the tune. And what I'd like you to do, teams, is to sing the words in front of you, but without their original tune, remember? Substituting the tune from the second score. Which, of course, now has no words. One thing I haven't told you, though, and this is the clever part, is that the song in front of you is not the same as the one you'll be singing along to. That's why it's called One Song to the Tune of Another. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell at the piano. And incidentally, Colin's recently been entertaining shipping on a non-stop tour of sea areas and inshore waters, and has been reviewed briefly in the influential Shipping Forecast Gazette. It reads, mainly variable, becoming poor. Willie, I'd like you to start, please, by singing the words of A Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum to the tune of My Old Man's a Dustman.
We skipped them like Fandango and turned cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick, but the crowd called out for more. The room was humming hard as the ceiling flew away. And we called out for another drink, the waiter brought a tray. As the miller told his tale, that her face at first just ghostly turned white as a snow pale. She said there'd be no reason, and the truth is plain to see. But I wandered through my playing cards and would not let her be. On a 16 Vestal Virgin, who was it for the ghost? But although my eyes were open, they might just as well be closed. That's how it was that they had. As the miller told his tale, that her face at first just ghostly turned white as a shade of pale.
Your turn, Barry, and I'd like you, please, to sing the words of Shut Up A Your Face by Joe Dolce to the tune of Que Sera Sera.
When I was a boy, just about a fifth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late. With the better boys, always shoot the pool. Giuseppe, don't funk a school. What's the matter, you hate? Got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nice place. Shut up your face. Shut up your face. Shut up your face.
Okay, Tony, would you please sing the words of James Brown's Get On Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine to the tune of Love Story.
Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene, get on up. Like a sex machine, get up, get on up, up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene, get on up. Like a sex machine. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene, get on up like a sex machine. Get on up, wait a minute, shake your arm and use your form, stay on the scene like a sex machine. You've got the feeling through your bones. Get on up.
Finally, Graham, would you please sing the theme to the Flintstones to the tune of Memory?
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones, they're the modern Stone Age family, let's ride with the family down the street. Through the courtesy of Fred's 2 feet, when you're with the Flintstones, yabba yabba, the reggae all time. When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba dabba do time. A yabba do time, you'll have a gay old time. We'll see Barney, we'll see Betty. Bam, bam, Pebbles Dino too, you'll have a gay old time when you're with the
Flintstones have a yab. And have a do time, a yab a do time, you'll have a gay. Oh, 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 time.
Andrew Lloyd Webber Debber Do.
Well, that was all jolly good. The next round is called MasterChef, in tribute to the televisual delight of the same name. Ours is an entertaining version of the original. In which I shall play the part of Lloyd Grossman. Except that for the sake of simplicity and my larynx, I shall conduct proceedings in English. Just like the original, our hosts have kindly provided the teams with green and red kitchens, where they've both been busy before the show preparing some of their favourite dishes. We'll start with the yellow team in the green and red kitchen on my left. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start by taking us through your menu, and then I'd like Tony and Willie to taste it before giving us their expert opinion. OK, Barry.
We devoted a lot of thought to this. We thought as a starter, French bunion soup. Those aren't dumplings. And for the main course, we thought a choice was on offer of Gillian shepherd pie. That'll teach you a lesson. And an Indian seafood delicacy, Sikh squid. Oh, sorry, that's the price. Sewage pudding. Secret recipe, we won't give you the ingredients. With syrup of figs. Moving right along.
Is that it?
That's it.
Right, Tony and Willie, will you give your comments on that?
I thought the Sikh squid part of the meal was very old.
Yes, reminiscent. Reminiscent. Traditional recipe, yes. Traditional recipe, yes.
Apart from that, I couldn't fault it. Could you, Willie?
No, no, no.
Perfect.
I'm sulking a little bit here because Lloyd Grossman gets a chance to taste the food and I haven't been given one.
Would you care to read?
I've written a script to go, you know, for the occasion. So I'm going to do it whether or not it tastes good. He goes,
Well, we should have done that. Yes, we've got to do that.
Okay, now it's the turn of the... Now it's the turn of the blue team, and that's you, Tony and William. Will you take us through your menu now before Graham and Barry provide their expert commentary?
We start with brains in brill cream. But then we were flirting with Lloyd Grossman on a spit, or even vice versa.
We've gone for tongue. Actually, we've gone for the tongue of Mick Jagger. So there isn't going to be a lot of room on the plate for anything else. Water ratatouille we've got, haven't we?
Yes, delicious.
And then dessert.
Yes, desserts. The individual lemming meringue pies are doing very well. And then a little bastard's leapt out of the window.
Okay, Graham and Barry, your comments, please.
Yes, the starter is very, very interesting. Brains in brill cream. Sounds like Michael Portillo.
No. There's enough for four here.
The water rat... Was that real water rat in the water ratatouille? It was actually pun water rat. We got specifically for it.
Ah, right.
So we could tatouille on the end and get a pitiful laugh.
The next round.
While we're on a roll.
Yeah, go on. The next round is called Radioke, whose title cleverly combines the listening pleasure of wireless broadcast, that's radio, with the popular entertainment where amateurish singers perform with a microphone and cheap backing track. That's Top of the Pops. Anyway, teams, I brought along a selection of favourite sound recordings, which I've specially collected from my wireless and which I shall play in for you before fading them out. I'd like you to speak along to them in order to see whether you're in time with the speech when it's faded back up again. Willie, you're going to start. I'd like you to accompany Winston Churchill reading a wartime speech from 1941.
Oh, take it away, Winnie.
A Nazi invasion of Great Britain last autumn would have been a more or less improvised affair. Hitler took it for granted that when France gave in, we should
give in.
But we didn't give in. And he had to think again.
An invasion now will be supported by a much more carefully prepared tackle and equipment of landing craft and other apparatus, all of which have been planned and manufactured during the winter months. We must all be prepared to meet gas attacks, parachute attacks, and glider attacks with constancy, forethought, and practice skill. In order to win the war, Hitler must destroy Great Britain with every month that passes.
He had rhythm.
It's your turn, Tony, now. I'd like you to accompany James Alexander Gordon reading the classified football results.
FA Carling Premiership.
Milton Wanderers
0. Queen's Park Rangers 1. Chelsea 1. Arsenal 0.
Coventry City 0. Aston Villa 3.
Leeds United 2. Sheffield Wednesday 0.
Middlesbrough 2. Blackburn Rovers 0. Nottingham Forest 3. Manchester City 0. Tottenham Hotspur against Wimbledon. Result not yet in. Ensley Insurance League Division 1. Birmingham City 0. Oldham Athletic 0. Charlton Athletic 1, Barnsley 1, Crystal Palace 1, Stoke City 1, Luton Town 3, Portsmouth 1, Norwich City 0, Leicester City 1, Port Vale 2, Wolverhampton and Wanderers
and United 1, Reading 2.
He's finished. He's doing the Scottish results.
Well done, Tony. I don't think you were very close, but we'll see what Barry and Graham can do. Barry, you're going to do a duet now. Would you both please accompany Jack Woolley and Peggy Archer from this excerpt from The Archers in 1990?
Oh, this has been pleasant, Peggy.
Yes. I've enjoyed
myself, too. That salad Jennifer left you was quite enough for the two of us, and very tasty.
I'll tell her how much you liked it.
Do you really think you ought to do that?
She'd be flattered.
That's not quite what I meant.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, she might not like me having been here.
Why ever not?
She asked you to babysit, not us.
Oh, don't be silly, Jack.
Well, I wasn't.
She'll be only too pleased I've had company. There's not been very much on television after all.
Is that how you think of me, Peggy? Think of me, Peggy? I'll pull me trousers up. A television. Television substitute, we're way behind. Let's get a move on.
No, you know I don't.
Oh, I'm glad about that. Very glad.
Jack Peggy. No, after you. No, I insist you go first.
Well, I was just going to say, well, it has been a lovely evening.
Well, God, you're boring. I was going to say the same.
Were you, Peggy?
Yes, lovely.
Yes, lovely. Just the two of us.
Not forgetting little Alice upstairs.
Oh, the fire.
And the music?
Peggy, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Oh, yes, Jack.
Apart from that, I don't quite know how to put it.
Or where to put it.
It's rather delicate, you see.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yes.
Oh, dear. That
well,
does sound...
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
That one practically ran into the 9 o'clock news. Well, we've just about reached the halfway mark, and I'm going to ask Samantha what the scores are at this point. Thank you. Our next game is called Blankety Blank. This game is based on the erstwhile television show of the same name, which you may remember featured a chairman, a panel of celebrities, and four amateur guests. Our version is run on similar lines, but without the panel of celebrities. The object, teams, is to fill in the blanks, or blankety-blanks, in a selection of well-known phrases. And you're going to go first, Tony. Can you fill in the blank in the following popular saying? The bigger they are, the harder they blank.
The bigger they are, the harder they are to put in small plastic bags.
Barry, I'd like you to fill in the blank in the following. A good man is hard to blank.
Hard to middling. Oh, the average man, maybe.
Graham, here's one for you. Brevity is the soul of blank.
Brevity is the soul of... Full stop.
And Willie, don't get your knickers in a blank.
Don't get your knickers in a boot sale.
Well, we'll have another round of those. Here's another popular expression for you, Tony. A blank is as good as a wink.
A misspelling is as good as a wink.
Barry, how about you? Laugh and the world laughs with you, blank and you blank alone.
Fart and you fart alone. And that's cleaning it up. Right.
Graham, for you, some words of Sherlock Holmes. Blank, my dear Watson.
That was wonderful, my dear Watson.
And Willie, Rome wasn't built in a blank.
Rome wasn't built in Abyssinia.
Right. We're going to play a musical game now called Stars in Their Ears. It's similar to ITV's Stars in Their Eyes, in which famous people are imitated by sad, talentless individuals. But, of course, with one obvious exception. We're on the radio. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to sing a well-known song in the style of a celebrity. You'll be accompanied at the piano by Colin Sell, who tells me that he's very keen to knock out some interesting new chords tonight. So if anyone's interested in a nice cheap pair of trousers... he'll be out on the pavement with a suitcase after the show. Willie, you're going to start. I'd like you to sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town in the style of the new president of the EEC, Jacques Santer.
You'd better watch out. You'd better not cry. You'd better not pout. I'm telling you why. Jacques Santer is coming to town. He will put you through. He's making a list, checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Jacques Santer is coming to town. He sees when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for heaven's sake. You better watch out. Better not cry. You're old septics. I'm telling you why. Jacques Santer is coming to town.
Your turn, Barry. Would you please sing the song I Can Sing a Rainbow in the style of Ted Lowe, the snooker commentator?
Red and yellow and pink and green. Purple and orange and blue. What's he gonna do? I can sink a rainbow. Sink a rainbow. Sink a rainbow. Two possibilities here for him. Listen with your eyes while you chalk your cue. Sink everything you see. Who let Higgins in? You can sink a rainbow. Sink a rainbow. Sink along with me. 15 reds and yellow and pink and green. Purple and orange and blue. I can sink a rainbow. There he goes. Change is as good as rest. Sink a rainbow too. A worthy champion, but very boring.
Didn't hear a word of that. Was it any good?
It was a new low.
Tony, would you please sing Tony the delightful ballad, If, in the style of Ian Paisley?
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If her face could launch a thousand ships, then why can't the British government keep a simple promise? Sorry, lost it. And where am I to go? There's no one home but you, Mr. Mitten. I've lost it again. You're all that's left to me. And when my nerve, her life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me and I'm sick and tired of it.
Come back, Ted Lowe, all is forgiven. Graham, would you please sing Hello, Hello, Who's Your Lady Friend in the style of Ian McCaskill?
Hello, hello, who's your lady friend? Who falls in very ill by your side on high ground? I've seen you with a girl or two. Oh, 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 I am surprised at you. Hello, hello, stop your little games. Don't you think your ways you ought to mend with fog patches? It isn't the girl I saw you with at Brighton. Who's your lady friend moving in from the southwest?
And with the score poised on a knife edge, we're rapidly approaching the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a swift round of Antique Collectors Film Club. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some song titles likely to prove popular with an audience from the world of antiques. Let's start with you, Tony.
What about Hugh Scully and the Sundance Kid?
Thelma and Louis Cars.
When William Met Mary.
Of Mice and Men. Porcelain Bess. De Canterbury Tales. Annie Hallmark.
Dr. Poe.
The Last Auction Hero.
Four poster beds and a funeral.
The Staffordshire China Syndrome. The Last Commode.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
Under Wedge Wood.
Well, as time's winged chariot hurries us off the airwaves, my mind turns to metaphysical thoughts and some words of the great John Donne. That's all for now. Join me at the same time tomorrow here on Radio 2. And that's all we've got time for as well. So until next week, from the team, Samantha and myself, goodbye.
Harry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Tony Hawkes were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.